Do you hold the Quran to be 100% accurate? And how do you
Yes.
explain any inconsistencies and clashes with your everyday life or in the modern world with what the book says?
Yes, definitely. I don't know if my answer will be convincing for people because I was raised as a Muslim, so I definitely believe in Islam. And as you see, I am a practicing Muslim woman. And I do a lot of interfaiths, by the way. I do go to churches and I do interfaiths with them. I did with Jewish community here also for a while. If I wanna talk to a non-Muslim about that, I would bring in proofs like in the Quran, there's a lot of scientific facts that Prophet Muhammad spoke about in the 7th century that are proven right now. So how could somebody from the 7th century, where they had nothing, how could he know all these facts? And details like, for example, the perinatal development, so the de development of the baby in the womb, the Quran spoke of that in details. That scientists figured that out only a few years ago. The details that was explained that it is correct. And if you want me to mention, I can mention that chapter is chapter 23, verse 12 to 14. It explains all these details. If you would like,
Okay, yeah,
check
we'll
it out
definitely
later.
take note of that.
Yes. Also, another, for example, scientific fact was the brain anatomy. It was explained in an amazing way also in chapter 96, verse 15 to 16. There's also ocean divisions. God spoke about ocean divisions between the water in the Quran, and it's in chapter 55, verse 19 to 20. So I only wanted to mention three scientific facts that were mentioned in the Quran, but there's hundreds of them, not even maybe thousands, that explain things that there's no way on earth somebody would find them out unless they live in such a modern world that we are living in.
Right. So do you think like because like we just found out certain stuff that proved that right, do you think like as time goes on, as time progresses, we're just going to find out more?
Probably. I think specifically right now, because a lot of people speak about space, there's so much details in the Quran about space that nobody ever, no scientist ever talked about. And it never made sense to us, but because we believe in the word of God. But recently, some scientists started finding them out. So, and we're like, wow, that's amazing. Even though I'm a believer myself, but still I'm fascinated every time I find something out, you know?
Yeah, no, it's very interesting how interpretation and these words that are spoken millennia ago could like still be seen and applied to the modern era. I think it really serves as like a foundation for timeless wisdom. Yeah, I agree.
Definitely. And I'm sure the Bible and the Torah have the same things, you know, because they're very connected, all of them.